Israel, Lashon Susi, Lama. Like, what do you have to talk Lashon Susi for in Eretz Yisrael? Because there the language is, or Lashon HaKodesh, or Lashon Yevonis. So Mashal used to speak Greek. That was a Lashon. Mashal, who Lashon Tzach? That's a nice, clear Lashon. But for Susi, Lashon Nilak, that's like a not nice Lashon, Susi. So why talk Susi, like slang, talk either Lashon HaKodesh or Lashon Yevonis? So Mashal, were you able to talk Greek? Rabbi Rabbi Yosi, Bavil, what's the language? Bavil, Lashon Arami Lomi. What do you have to talk Lashon Arami for in Bavil? Or Lashon HaKodesh or Lashon Parsi. Like the good Lashonis were either Lashon HaKodesh or else Parsi. Rashi says Lashon Nom Arami. It was a nicer Lashon than Aramaic. So Marso Churitz Mashmi, though, you're allowed to talk Lashon Yevonis. So the Marso says, yes, Amri, I'll tell you. Lashon Yevoni Lachud and Chochmas Yevonis Lachud. The Chomer only makpid against the special Chochmas Yevonis. But Stam Lashon Yevonis, that was okay. For the Gemara, the Chochmas Yevonis Miyasir, is it also to learn Chochmas Yevonis? The Yomer of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. The pasuk says, "Einay oylulah lenafshi mekol benoyt iri." Elif yiladim hoyu bebeis abba. There were 1,000 children in my father's house. Chamesh meis near 500 of them limdu Torah, learned Torah. Chamesh meis limdu chokhmas yivonis. 500 of them learned chokhmas yivonis. But mashma, they were allowed to learn chokhmas yivonis. He just says, "Lo nishtayim meyem ela ani." I was the only one left over. The Kopon and Mashma, they're allowed to. He's like, he's not saying they died out because of this, but is Mashma, they're allowed to do it. So Morris says, Elanikan, your Ben Achi Abba, Biasio. We're the only two alive. The Kopon's Mashma, you're allowed to learn even Chokhmas Yevonis. With Armi, I'll tell you, Shani, based on Gamliel. His house was different. Shayekroivim Lamachus. They were close to the king. So therefore, Pashta Shalom Bayi, Shalom Al Medina, they were allowed to do it. If you need it, if it's necessary for you to do it, then you're allowed to. But Samazah you shouldn't learn a Chochmas Yevonis. It was soon said, you could find it like we learned. HaMesaper Kumi. If somebody takes a haircut like a Kumi, Rashi says, Lefnim B'metzach. He cuts off his forehead. He just leaves the hair in the back, but the hair in his forehead he cuts off. HaMesaper Kumi, HaRezim Medaki Amuri. It's not nice, that's Medaki Amuri. That's the way the Goyim do it. Rashi says, Meshapim Mifnim, they take a haircut in the front of the head, or Mesharim Belurius, Miachreim, they leave big braids of hair in the back. Mishnachin, Rashi says, Derech Reim, it's like a Leach Shash and Lamala, Menoizin, a Kopon, it's not nice to do this. But Avtumis, Baruvein, Hetirula, Lesapakumi, but for him, they were mad, he could take such a haircut like this. But when they should curve Lamachus, because he was curve Lamachus. So if you need it for a Shalom, then you're allowed to. Show based on Gamliel for the house of Gamliel, Hetirulem, Lasapa Chokhmas Yevonis. They let them talk or learn Chokhmas Yevonis. Again, if Mesha Kravel Lamalchus, since they're a Kravel Lamalchus, they needed it, for them they will matter it. So only for them it's special a Heter. But for a normal person who doesn't need it, he's not supposed to do it. Yeah. So it speaks out like, Mitchila, Legozu al Kravim Lamalchus. That was a Takana Metchila like that. Part of the Takana was, at the beginning, like you don't need a special Heta later. Part of the Takana Metchila was that the Torah of Lamalchus has had to do it. Right. Lo yigada lodom hakelev elim ken kosher b'shashelech. Our Mishnah says, you shouldn't have a dog in your house, you shouldn't raise a dog, unless he's tied down with iron chains. So Tana Rabbanan went like this. Lo yigada lodom es hakelev. A person should not raise a dog in his house. Elim can kosher b'shashelas unless your mamish tie him down with an iron chain. And Allah is brought down on a kill of rats. Brought down is a bad dog, a harmful dog. Then you have to make sure he has tied down with a chain. Master, if it's not harmful, then you don't have to use this gemara. Abu Magad Lubiir, but he's allowed to raise even a harmful dog. Hasmuch l'saper. If you're living near the boundaries, near the goyim, so you have to protect yourself. Then you could have a fearful dog that will protect you from the enemies. So kosher b'yom, that you have to tie him up at daytime, or matir b'layla, at night, let him roam around your house. So in case the rab, the chvay, the goyim come in, he'll take care of him. Tanya Rav Lezer, agad loyna, ha-megadu klovim, whoever raises dogs, ke-megadu chazerim. It's like you're raising a pig. L'may nasmina, what is he eating on? That l'meik malay b'yorish, no, it's not only not nice, but you get a klola, a special klola orur of the chum. But again, this is brought down the loch only on a dangerous dog. If you have a dangerous dog, you have this klola. Omer Reb Yosi bar Menyumi, Omer Reb Nachman, Bovil, whoever lives in Bovil, Kira Smuch L'Sapadami. That's like a city living near the boundaries. There's also Goyim all around you. You have a right to have even a fearful dog. Tirgumon Adoi, Yedereish Reb Dustoi, the Minbiri, But the pasuk says like this: Uvenulcha yoyma shubra Hashem ribasaf Yisrael. The Lamdacha comes to teach us like this: Shein Shchina shara Yisrael. The Shchina is not in Klal Yisrael. If there'll be less, Mishnei Apayim from 2 10,000 for 20,000, or Shnei Revois in 2,000. You have to have at least 22,000 Yidden to have the Shchina Shruya. That's why even the smallest Shevet of Levi had at least 22,000. In order to be a Shechina, between every Shevet by itself. Each Shevet had at least 22,000. She says, what's going to be if a Shevet has 22,000? Choser achas, missing one. One more kid they don't have. They're missing one kid. Now, boys, Ishim Aberis. In that Shevet was one pregnant lady, Benayim. Or Ruya Lahashlin. She was about to give birth, and then that Shevet would have had the Shechina. They would have had the number of 22,000. But now this dog here, this hunt, came and gave a bark. They're pila, and she had a miscarriage because of the dog. Nimtza comes out that Gurum the Shechina she had to sell it to Israel. This dog could cause it that the Shechina should go away from Klal Yisrael. That's how bad it is, dogma, to have a bad dog in the house. He said there was a lady. The Olas Lameifa, she went to bake her dough for Yehu Beisa in somebody's house. And when she went there, Norfolk Bakalba, the man there had a dog, and the dog started to bark at her. Amalam Maria, so the master said to her, listen, let to stop him in aid, don't be afraid of my dog. Why? Shekola Nivi, I took out his teeth already, he can't harm you. Amalam, she said back to him, listen to me, Shakinu to the Sech of Ashadech Israel, take your toivu, your good, and throw it in the back, throw it out of here. Kvanad Vlad, I already felt that my Vlad moved out of the place already, she's afraid she'll have a miscarriage already, because the dog scared her already. The kids said, there's an Indian, you have to be careful when you have dogs, shouldn't be a bad dog. A person nishvin liyoinim. How much says you can't spread out nets to catch pigeons? And how far it has to be? Meisha lamed risk has to be outside the city. Lamed risk. For the Gemara, me as the kuli high does Yevonim go so far out? You have to be afraid. 30 risk. Vietnam, we learned. It's enough to take the shevich outside of the city. 50 amas. That's enough. And not more. So what do you have to say 30 risks for? It's enough. Rashi says it's a shevich. It's over here. If you want to raise your birds, so do it 50 yamas out of the city. So they won't come in and eat up the tfu in the city. So who you see, 50 yamas is enough. So Mar says, Malio Meshit Shleshin risks. That they could fly though 30 risks. No, what's more, it's like this. No, I'm Rabbi. Rabbi is like this. Meshit Shai Ketuva. They could go very far, 30 risks. But Kirsayu Bechemishim Amalayim. But they filled themselves up the first 50 yamas. They don't walk 50 yamas without filling themselves up. Says if you put them outside the city 50 yamas, you don't have to be afraid when they come into the city, they'll still want to eat up the tzfu with them. Because if they have a 50 mil journey, they'll fill themselves up before him. But, Meshit Shleshim risks. But how far can they go out of the town? Even 30 risks. See, if you want to catch pigeons, you have to make sure you're not stealing from the people in the city. So you have to make sure like it doesn't belong to anybody in the city, so therefore you have to catch them 30 risks outside the city. For the Gemara of Asula, is that enough just 30? For a time you will learn, the Yisha of Ilumeya Mil, that La Yifris. In the Yisha people live, even 100 mil you can't put your, you capture the birds outside. Mashallah, they fly very far. You have Yisha of Yisha of Kramim. That's talking about Yishuv of Krum, Rashi. It's a holich mikerem lekerem adam rochi. If just say the vineyards one after another, so then they'll keep on going very far. They don't feel so far out of town. Because from one field to another field, then they'll go even 100 mil. But if it's empty, the place, then they won't go more than 30 risks. Rav Roma be Yishuv Sheikhim. Same thing, the Yishuv of Sheikhim is a lot of nests. One after another, then they'll keep on traveling further and further. If so, then Pshita can't catch them, because there are nest birdhouses there. So Pshita, that's private property, can't steal it. We're talking about that those birds belong to the Goyim. So then it wouldn't be an issue if I started to go capture the birds. Like if I said it's not real gezel, because you have right to say, I'm hunting down birds, I don't know who they belong to. The boy is saying, those birds are hefka. The boy is saying, where it belongs to you. Let's say you have a bird nest 100 mil down. Therefore, if you want to catch other birds, you can't catch them until you go way far out. Because even birds from the city would also travel 100 mil outside. Because they're like, say, the bird nest one after another. So they feel hamish, they'll keep on traveling. So that's what our Mishnah says, 30 risks is enough. That's talking about where there's nothing there out of the city. So then they won't travel more than 30 ris. Then you have a right to capture the birds there, then for sure those birds are hefker. But Hadron Alecha Meruba. You hold enough, take Gimel on the base. Ha-choy-vum.